88.
Free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you here tonight, Ian.
And Allie.
All right. And Allie's joining us courtesy of ALP. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on tonight. Coming up, Allie, you're going to tell us about a disturbing story that's kind of an update on a disturbing story out of Uganda having to do with the insane level of homophobia, I guess.
That's right.
You could call it there. We'll get to that. But first, breaking news as of today, which was pretty shocking. The CEO of BitInstant, which for a long time was an advertiser here on Free Talk Live, they were kind of the first big company to really make it, well, I guess big, internet company. They were first in the kind of the Bitcoin space to make it easy to buy Bitcoins with cash. And we were on board with them for a long time, and there was a payment issue that resulted in us having to, you know, cancel the agreement with them. But, you know, we weren't on bad terms with them or anything like that. It was just that money was tough, and they owed a little bit to us. And so, you know, if you owe money, you can't keep advertising.
Right.
So apparently the CEO has been arrested as of today at JFK Airport, charged with money laundering. Charlie Schrem, along with a so-called co-conspirator, is accused of selling over $1 million in bitcoins to Silk Road users who would then use them to buy drugs and other illicit items.
Well, allegedly, people buy bitcoins for all kinds of reasons, not just for the Silk Road.
Well, right, and even if you are buying bitcoins for the Silk Road, and I think this, hopefully Charlie Schrem will use this in his defense, just because you're buying bitcoins to use on the Silk Road, and it turns out Charlie did know that that's where some of these bitcoins were going to, but even if you are buying things on the Silk Road, there are legal items there. It's known for selling drugs, but there are things that you can buy on the Silk Road that are not illegal.
Are they going to arrest the Department of Treasury head for, you know, giving out cash, which has been used to buy illegal things?
That's a great question. I mean, if you're a bank owner, you know that somebody who buys drugs is probably coming into your bank to cash their paycheck.
Right.
Does that mean that that you are going to jail? No, of course not, because the bankers aren't under threat. They're not the ones who have anything to worry about here. It's the new business. It's the new Bitcoin people that the state wants to attack, not their buddies in the banking system.
I think we know this is really about the government opposing alternative currencies, not what they are claiming, you know, it's about. So, you know, I'm interested to see what they claim and how it went down. But I think a lot of people knew that Bitcoin, that people behind Bitcoin were going to be targeted just because it's a threat to the state to have these alternative currencies. And especially when like Bitcoin getting so popular, they're definitely keeping an eye out on that.
Absolutely. And I did take the time to basically read / skim the full indictment this afternoon. So I do have some idea of exactly what, at least what the feds allege went on. But I'll give you the remainder of they got the press release coming up from the U.S. attorney and the story here at businessinsider.com. Hiding behind their computers, both defendants are charged with knowingly contributing to and facilitating anonymous drug sales, earning substantial profits along the way, said DEA agent James Hunt in a press release. Schrem is the vice chairman at the Bitcoin Foundation. He's listed as a speaker at the Bitcoin conference in Miami that Mark was just attending over the weekend.
You know what surprises me is that they would talk about it being used for drug purposes. You would kind of think that, you know, maybe they would try to bring up, just because of all the stuff that's going on with people being really excited about what's going on with the marijuana legislation and people lighting up on that, it seems pretty common knowledge at this point the drug war is a failure, and that a lot of people...
Oh, it doesn't matter. They're going to fight it to the bitter end.
Well, of course they are, but if they want to demonize Bitcoin, then you would think that they would say something more like, they're using it to get illegal weapons. That's something that would freak people out more than talking about people using it to buy drugs, you would think.
Yeah, it would, I guess, but...
They're out of touch.
It really doesn't happen that often as far as the illegal weapons thing.
That's true.
At least the Silk Road, that was one of the categories that was prohibited. You can't sell weapons on Silk Road. They did open a website called The Armory for a short while, which was ostensibly connected to Silk Road, but it never really had more than a handful of items on it, and they ultimately shut it down. BitInstant, which is backed or was backed by the Winklevoss twins, who are two big money Bitcoin people, is currently offline and has basically been that way for a good half a year. It essentially went down back in August, and they said they were redesigning the site, and it never came back. Shrem is believed to own a substantial amount of Bitcoins, and then they include here the full release from the Justice Department and the criminal complaint as well. Now, the criminal complaint is really lengthy, but the Justice Department one is readable here, so I'll just give you what they claim here and whatever the truth is. Hopefully we'll find out in good time. They name two individuals in this indictment, Robert Fiella, who is also known as BTC King, who was the underground Bitcoin exchanger, and then Charlie Shrem, the CEO of BitInstant. Essentially, what was happening, I'll just summarize it, what was happening was this Fiella character was one of the users on the Silk Road, and he was essentially operating an exchange service through the Silk Road. So he would have Silk Road users message him. He would give them deposit information. So let's say you wanted to get some Bitcoins, but you didn't want to go through the usual channels. You'd rather use somebody from the underground, like this character. Now, you would pay more. He was charging 9% for every transaction, whereas if you were to go through BitInstant directly, it might only be like 4 to 7% or something like
but
that.
But the advantage would be that might save you some time or be more simple or something?
To go through, you mean to go through the guy on Silk Road?
Right.
No, actually it would take more time because he was essentially acting as a middleman for BitInstant. So what would happen would be that you would approach this individual on Silk Road, tell them that, you know, how many Bitcoins you wanted, and he would tell you, okay, well, you want $500 worth of Bitcoins, then you need to deposit $500.11 into this account, and he would give you an account number, and that account number would have to do with BitInstant. It wasn't the individual's account number. It was BitInstant's account number because he was just basically then going to BitInstant and then setting up a deposit with them. So he was basically just acting as a middleman for people on the Silk Road.
Okay, interesting.
So you would then go to the bank in which BitInstant instructed you to deposit the funds. You would deposit those funds. They would be verified, and then the individual from Silk Road would receive that money. He would take his cut, so it would go down from like 500 to, you know, $460 or something like that. And then he would deposit that amount's worth of Bitcoins in your Silk Road account.
So maybe he was just walking you through the process. Is that why someone would go to him, or is it just because people didn't realize that they could just skip the middleman?
Probably people didn't know about BitInstant. They didn't know they could get cash or pay cash for Bitcoins in any other way. It may have seemed convenient because they were already on the website. They may have believed that using him would give them a level of anonymity that they wouldn't get if they were dealing directly with BitInstant. And that's probably true. Essentially, they were using a black market middleman to buy these things. So therefore, because of the anonymity of the Silk Road, the buyer would have been completely protected as far as who it was getting the Bitcoins.
But there's not technically anything illegal about buying Bitcoins, right?
No, there's not technically anything illegal about that. But some people may not want the purchase of Bitcoins to be tied to their name. And even though BitInstant was a relatively anonymous way to do it, there were still, toward the end of BitInstant's existence, there were more government rules that were kind of placed on the transactions.
Mm.
It was, if you went over a certain amount of money, you would have to have some sort of identifying information attached to the transaction. So if you wanted to avoid that stuff, then going through someone in the black market would be helpful.
And this is Bitcoin King or BitKing?
BTC King.
Okay.
Was his name, allegedly his name, on the Silk Road. So what happened was they were investigating, the law enforcement was investigating BTC King, for selling bitcoins on the Silk Road. They had an undercover agent who was doing purchases of these bitcoins from this individual, and they managed to find out what exchange service was being used by looking at the email addresses that were attached to his interactions with, was it Silk Road? I don't know. Who was he interacting with? Anyway, I'll come back with more on this here in a moment. There's a lot of detail, but basically they ferreted out the email accounts that were being used to interact with BitInstant, and then went from there and found that Shrem was interacting with this guy. We'll come back with more.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-453. Big news. news in the Bitcoin world today, and it's not good news. The former CEO, or I guess the current CEO, they don't really exist anymore, but BitInstant.com's Charlie Shrem has been arrested, along with somebody who was an operator on the Silk Road known as BTC King. I don't mean operator of the Silk Road, just someone operating on, doing business there on the Silk Road, somebody who was selling Bitcoin for cash through the Silk Road, and apparently he had teamed up with Charlie Shrem from BitInstant, allegedly, according to the federal indictment here. We'll continue with some more of the details on what happened there. How did they end up getting caught? I will reveal that information here in moments. But I want to tell you about $6shirts.com. They are one of the top t-shirt companies on the web, and they would like to be the t-shirt company for the Bitcoin marketplace. They don't just take Bitcoin for shirts. They keep the Bitcoins. A lot of companies, they'll take Bitcoin, but then they convert it immediately to cash. They actually paid for their advertising here on Free Talk Live in Bitcoins, and they give Bitcoin orders priority. So they actually believe in liberty, and they believe that Bitcoin is going to change the world. So perhaps the liberty community would like to reward them in the way that they rewarded Overstock. $6shirts.com has made a commitment to the Bitcoin community, and hopefully we can make one to them as well. You can go check out their shirts. They're witty, hip, smart, and liberty-oriented. I'm wearing one of their shirts right now.
Very nice.
I accept Bitcoin with a Bitcoin logo on it.
It's only $6 for that shirt?
$6shirts.com. Every Bitcoin order gets a free Bitcoin trucker hat, so go and check them out at $6shirts.com.
I think I would look good with a trucker hat.
How could you not?
What are you thinking?
How could you not look good in a trucker hat? We're talking about a pretty disturbing news story. Charlie Shrem, who is the CEO of BitInstant. We went to the BitInstant offices when they opened their offices in Manhattan. We did a live show from BitInstant.
Manhattan, so that sounds very official.
It was very fancy. They had nice offices, and I don't know if they're still there now. Unfortunately, you know, the Bitcoin world is a new place, and there's going to be businesses that just don't make it. And BitInstant, I don't think was... they didn't make it, unfortunately. It seemed like things were going good for them for a while, and I don't know what the story was behind the scenes as to why they shut down their website. I'm sure there's some sort of reason for it. Maybe it was a partnership issue. You never know these things.
Businesses come and go. That's
yep,
normal.
They do. And Charlie Shrem, I always liked that guy. He seems like a good guy, and I don't think he's a bad guy for what he did in this case. He is being charged with various money laundering related charges by the federal government, and they are basically alleging that he worked with an individual on the Silk Road calling himself BTC King. And this person, Robert, I forget his last name, but I'll pull that up here in a moment. Anyway, this gentleman is like 52 years old, living in Florida. He was operating on the Silk Road, selling Bitcoin for cash. And so people would deposit money into BitInstant's deposit accounts. And this BTC King guy was just basically an intermediary. He was nothing more than a middleman. So people didn't know they were depositing into BitInstant's account. That's just where they were instructed to deposit. And this guy, BTC King, would essentially verify the deposit, would receive the Bitcoins from BitInstant, and then disperse them to the individuals on Silk Road. Now, what happened was, and I just reviewed the indictment to make sure I was clear on this, the feds, the undercover agents or whatever who were doing this investigation, they got access to the email accounts of the Bitcoin exchange, in this case, BitInstant. So they got access to BitInstant's email account. They found out, they identified who the transaction or what the emails were coming from as far as who was doing the transactions from the Silk Road. They still didn't know who they were dealing with. All they knew was his name was BTC King, but they had the email addresses he was using to interact with BitInstant. Do you follow me so far?
Yes, but I'm still like confused as like what's illegal about what BTC King was doing.
Well, they're going to claim that he was operating as a money transfer business, a money transmitter, as they're called, without a license.
Oh, okay.
Basically, anybody who sells anyone else Bitcoin is operating as a money transmitter, according to the federal government, and they demand a ridiculous amount of licensing for that.
Wow. Yeah. So, like, when I see people on Facebook saying, will anyone sell me some Bitcoin, they're asking someone to do something illegal for them?
Well, It depends on your interpretation, but the interpretation of the federal government is that if you do any kind of exchanging of money for Bitcoin, then you are a money transmitter.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah. So they're going after him for that. It's like a 2-year term in prison to do that. And also the money laundering charges are the real biggies. This is where he's facing something like 20 years in prison for the money laundering charges.
So what's the name of the man who was arrested?
Roberts, and I'll have to scroll up to the top of the indictment here. Robert Matthias? No, that's the guy who just moved from Illinois. Robert Paella with an F.
Okay, so Robert Paella was arrested for his connection to BTC King, not...
Robert Paella is allegedly BTC King.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there's two people involved here. Mm-hmm. There's Charlie Shrem from BitInstant, and then there's Robert Paella, who was supposedly BTC King on Facebook. So what I was explaining was that they went in, they used, you know, their federal powers to get into BitInstant's email account. They found the transactions that were being done on Silk Road because they had an undercover agent buying from this guy on Silk Road. They then used that to uncover what email address BTC King was using to interact with BitInstant, and then they raided his email account. In his email account, they found interactions with Charlie Shrem from BitInstant. And ultimately, I'm making a long story very short here. This is a very lengthy indictment. It's something around 20 pages long. 30 pages long. So they found emails with Charlie Shrem. One of them, Shrem explains to him that you can't be buying this much money at one given time. We're going to ban you from the service. And he was saying these things with the other person who's in charge of BitInstant CC'd. But then he sent him another email privately. He sent BTC King another email privately saying, look, we've only banned that one email address. You can come back with another email address. And ultimately, he essentially gave him tips and hints as to how to get around the money laundering laws.
Well, BTC King was bringing them business.
He was. Yeah, and Charlie did not want that business to go away. He was bringing quite a bit of business, actually.
He's being a good businessman.
$20,000 a week or something like that, or more. I don't remember. You know, it was significant. In fact, he was bringing so much business that Shrem offered him a break on the rates. They managed to negotiate, because if you were to just go to BitInstant and buy something, you'd get a certain exchange rate. This guy managed to negotiate a lower exchange rate because he was doing that much volume with them.
Yeah, so, everyone wins in that situation. And that's not uncommon for business people who are forced to follow certain laws which get in the way of their interactions with customers to kind of wink, nod to their customers to
show
them.
It's not uncommon.
You know, you want to give me your business. It's not technically legal what you're trying to do, but I can tell you how to do it legally.
Unfortunately, the problem with that, Allie, was that he was doing the winking and the nodding without encrypting his communications. Mm. So the federal government was easily able to read all of the emails between BTC King and Charlie Shrem simply by getting a warrant to look in their email address.
I am so shocked at the number of people who are into, like, I would just think that someone who was into Bitcoin
would know
about, you know, encrypting their data. Like, I'm not someone who encrypts stuff. I probably should. But, like, no one really expects me to. I would expect, you know, BTC King to know to encrypt everything, and definitely someone high up at BitInstant to do that.
Unfortunately, they didn't, and there's more to the story as to how they got caught. We'll tell you more here in moments, at least my understanding from reading the federal indictment. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control as well here. It is Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And we're going to go to your phone calls here. Also, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. In fact, if you've got the choice, I say go with Skype because it sounds really great most of the time. We're going to go, again, right to your calls at 855-450-FREE and more about the Bitcoin arrest, Bitcoin magnate, I guess you could say, Charlie Shrem. He was in charge of BitInstant for a long time, and now he is in federal custody. I will tell you more about what happened there. But don't think for a moment this is the end of Bitcoin. This is just one player in a universe of people. Bitcoin is huge. And we heard from Mark over the weekend when he was at the Bitcoin conference in Miami. Sounded like it was an absolute blast. There were 2,500 people there, according to Mark's estimation, much larger than the Bitcoin conference last year that we attended in California. It just keeps getting bigger. More companies keep getting on board. And there's going to be another Bitcoin conference. If you missed the one in Miami, it's not too late because there's another one slated for Texas. In fact, Austin, Texas is where this one's going to be happening. And Mark, as well as myself, Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy, basically a big chunk of the Free Talk Live crew is going to be in attendance. We'll be broadcasting live from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. There are going to be three tracks at this event and big speakers, including Stefan Molyneux, Ben Swan, Jeff Berwick, Catherine Bleich, John Bush, Tatiana Moroz, and so many more. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to learn more about the event. It's March 5th and 6th. If you like Bitcoins, there's nowhere else to be March 5th and 6th. Austin, Texas, one of the liberty-oriented capitals of the world as far as liberty activists are concerned. It's the home of John Bush and Kat Bleich. Of course, we've had them on the show a number of times in the past. It'll be fun to have some of the Keene crew go down to Austin.
That would be fun. And I've always wanted to go to Austin because, while Texas doesn't really interest me, Austin is different than other places in Texas.
It is.
They say that there's something weird. Keep Austin weird.
That's the slogan for the city. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll be there, and we'll see you there again March 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now while you still can at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Let's go to Jim. He's in Florida. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Yes, I'm trying to wrap my brain around this money laundering charge, this money transmitting without a license charge. For example, you mentioned you have an advertiser that pays you in Bitcoin. So let's say that this advertiser had to deal with you that they're going to purchase $5,000 a month in advertising and pay you in Bitcoin. Are you not, in essence, buying Bitcoin from them, $5,000 worth of Bitcoin with advertising? As a result, they're now laundering your services, which creates a transaction. Now they are a money transmitter. They are now selling you $5,000 worth of Bitcoins for your advertising. Now they are guilty of being a money transmitter without a license.
It's kind of a stretch on that one, because then you would be saying that anybody buying anything anywhere would be a money transmitter. And generally the definition of money transmitter, and having looked into recently this for other purposes, was looking at a Bitcoin ATM machine and what it would take to get one of those located in the United States. And so I've read recently the definition of money transmitter, and it does have to do with exchanging currencies. So as long as the U.S. government considers Bitcoin to be a currency, if you give money in exchange, U.S. dollars in exchange for Bitcoin, then that would be a money transmission. But ultimately, buying something with Bitcoin is not considered a money transmission, from my rudimentary understanding.
Isn't there a law now, though, if you were to, like, walk into a car dealer with, say, $20,000 cash to buy a car, that they would have to report that to the IRS that you had that cash?
Yeah, I've heard about that. I believe that's probably true.
So in that same vein, the next step here then is transactions over a certain amount of Bitcoin will have to be reported to the IRS, or that will be considered some sort of a violation, because now there's no tracking of this alternative currency. There's no way for them to keep tabs on it because
it's
decentralized.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question, because it sounds like they're just saying that you're not supposed to exchange Bitcoins and Federal Reserve notes. But then if there is also, under the same law, if there's restrictions about how much Bitcoin you could exchange at one time, then it just seems like this big arbitrary thing about using Bitcoins as money.
Right, and the amount of money, too, you said this is all about $1 million. When you look at John Corzine is still walking around, and $1 billion with a B, dollars disappeared from his customers' transaction accounts.
I'm not familiar with who John Corzine is.
Oh, you're not? The former governor of New Jersey, the MF Global scandal, $1 billion of customer funds disappeared, and he's never been prosecuted.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the people with the white collar so-called criminals are going to walk easy, but they're going to go on pretty hard, I think, against the Bitcoin folks.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Sacrificial lambs.
There you go, Jim. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to stop this. And I know there are some people out there that are telling themselves, oh, but yeah, there was those hearings that the federal government had about Bitcoin, and it seemed like they were friendly towards it. Well, not everybody in the federal government is friendly toward Bitcoin.
So I had one question about the story.
Yes.
You said that they found out about BTC King through his operations on the Silk Road. Is this the old Silk Road?
The old Silk Road.
Okay, so
the
it's
one
not...
that got taken down in October of last year.
Okay, right, because it got taken down and then it went back up,
right? That's
right.
There's a Silk Road 2.0 now.
So I was curious if, you know, because a lot of people speculate that 2.0 would be just, like, overrun with informants and, you know, undercovers. So I
wondered
if
there was
if
plenty
was...
of law enforcement on Silk Road 1.
Right.
Because it was law enforcement who was buying from this guy who was selling Bitcoins over Silk Road. And so they then got into the email accounts of this individual as well as Charlie Shrem from BitInstant. They found out that they were talking with one another and that Charlie Shrem was kind of helping this guy avoid the various different know your customer slash anti-money laundering legislation requirements, and that Shrem was also not filing suspicious activity reports about him because as the anti-money laundering person at BitInstant, this was his job, one of his jobs at BitInstant was to ensure compliance with the anti-money laundering regulations. So they basically are coming after him for not doing his enforcement job. Essentially, if you are a money transmitter, you basically are an agent for the federal government. And if you don't do what they say, which is to fill out suspicious activity reports on your customers, then they'll come after you for it. So there's actually a charge in here about that.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. And so they found out that they were talking with one another, that he knew BTC King was the username on Silk Road. He knew he was operating on Silk Road. And they're claiming that, well, therefore, Shrem knew that BTC King was selling Bitcoins to people for the purposes of buying drugs. But, again, you can't prove that because
no.
Nobody knows what the people who were buying the Bitcoins on the Silk Road. Maybe they just were buying Bitcoins and that's it. Maybe they took the Bitcoins out of their Silk Road account and put them in their regular Bitcoin wallets. That's a possibility. Maybe they took the Bitcoins that they got from BTC King and they bought books or something like that. Because there's other things you can buy on Silk Road. I'll pull it up here in a moment and give you some examples of some legal items that are on Silk Road. So I think they've got a weak case in claiming that, well, because Shrem knew they were going to the Silk Road, that there's some sort of criminal charge there. He was involved with drug dealing or something like that. And I'll read off the counts here. The counts are operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. That was in the case of Robert Fiella, who was the individual on the Silk Road. Charlie Shrem's been charged with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, even though I think that BitInstant was, to some extent, following their rules. I guess they were saying that by him doing it outside of those rules, that that was the unlicensed money transmitting business. Money laundering conspiracy is count number three. Count number four is willful failure to file suspicious activity reports.
I hate it when they have all these different charges to describe the same act. You know, like... in one action, there should be one charge per action. You would think that that would be, you know, how a just system would work. Not that anything about this is just to begin with, but, you know, to just pile on these different ways of saying the same thing. And I assume that different, you know, lengths of sentencing come with each of these charges. This is wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're not exactly the same thing. Again, one of them is willful failure to file. So they're actually charging him with not doing something in that particular case. They're saying you had to file these suspicious activity reports, but you didn't. So we're charging you with that, too. 855, 450, free. More coming up here. It is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. All Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. Still going through some of the details on the terrible news of the day. That is that BitInstant CEO, founder Charlie Schrem has been arrested. He's now facing decades of his life in prison for basically selling people bitcoins. In this case, the feds are really upset because he sold somebody bitcoins who was then selling them to people on the Silk Road. And so therefore, that means that they were buying drugs with them. But there's no way to prove that. And so because there's no way to prove that, Schrem hasn't been charged with any kind of drug-related charges. He's been charged with money laundering conspiracy. He's been charged with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business and refusing to file what's so-called suspicious activity reports. But he hasn't been charged with drug dealing or something like that, or facilitating drug dealing.
I think you're right. It would be hard to prove that it's somehow drug related, but I don't have much faith in our legal system to come through with that. And he's probably going to be found guilty, even though it's not proven.
Odds are good he's going to take a plea deal, would be my guess on this, because trying to convince a jury that you weren't money laundering by doing what he was doing is going to be very, very difficult. I mean, they have literally, you know, dozens of emails between him and this other guy, this BTC King on Silk Road, where he essentially gives BTC King tips on avoiding money laundering, the regulations, the various different there's certain limits, so, you know, you can't go over $1,000 a day, and you have to use different email accounts, and he was helping him do this. He was also giving him breaks, and he knew, apparently, that the guy was doing business on the Silk Road, so therefore the feds are alleging that because he knew about that, that he should have been filing suspicious activity reports on this customer, because, again, when you're being a money transmitter, as it's so-called, you become essentially an agent for the state. And I did pull up the definition. Now, this is in the New Hampshire regulations, but you might imagine the federal ones are very, very similar. The definition of money transmission, just so you can have some idea. Quote, it means engaging in the business of selling or issuing payment instruments or stored value or receiving money or monetary value for transmission to another location. Now, that sounds like a bunch of legal nonsense, and that is basically what it is. Because then, in legal land, you have to read definitions of definition, you know, words that have been used in the definition. Also, you have to get the definitions of those. So, if you really want to know what the definition of money transmission is, you have to know what they mean when they say stored value or right. monetary value. And they also define those. Monetary value defined as a medium of exchange, whether or not redeemable in money. So, is Bitcoin a medium of exchange? Yes. So, therefore, it counts as monetary value.
It sounds like every transaction ever made is this.
There's an argument to be made for that, Allie. There's an argument there.
Yeah. Like the caller was saying before, I mean, just it just seems really arbitrary to say to call it this because what is it, transmission of money?
Money transmission is the terminology. Then you also have to define payment instrument. What does that mean, right? Payment instrument.
Payment instrument. Is that like a credit card or something?
Well, actually, it means any electronic or written check, draft, money order, traveler's check, or other electronic or written instrument or order for the transmission. Don't you love it when they define a word with its own word? Or order for the transmission or payment of money or monetary value sold or issued to one or more persons, whether or not negotiable. The term does not include a credit card voucher, letter of credit, or instrument that is redeemable by the issuer in goods or services. So basically almost anything having to do with money can be considered a payment instrument.
They write these laws so that they could apply to anything.
That's right. Yep, that's right. I mean, that's why we basically have been unable to put a Bitcoin ATM here in Keene, New Hampshire, because business owners are not interested in messing with this.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. You know, this they will come after you, and they will put you in a prison cell.
Yeah, it sounds like really serious charges. You said he's facing decades of prison?
That's right. 20 to 30 years in prison is what he's looking at. All for just selling some bitcoins to a guy who is selling them again, basically a middleman on the Silk Road. And the guy on the Silk Road is also facing federal charges as well. The other thing that they mention in here is that Shrem's a real bad guy because he has used the Silk Road. Apparently, when they went through his emails, they found an email from him to somebody else, a friend or something, or somebody else in the business, saying that Silk Road works and that he had purchased some brownies from there.
It's just so crazy the way this whole messed up way of viewing the world. And, you know, it's like, you know, oh, you're buying drugs. Well, you know, like grandma and grandpa go to CVS to buy their drugs all the time, but those are okay drugs. It's when you go to the black market, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the only answer to this drug war that people can find and the safest answer for most people. Like, if you're buying your drugs on the Silk Road, you're probably a more responsible drug user than people going in, out in the street and buying
them. It's
true.
It's you're right. It is a safer way to purchase drugs. And Silk Road 2.0 is back online. There are thousands of items available there. It's not like they've stopped anything. They certainly aren't going to stop Bitcoin by arresting Charlie Shrem. And I guess it was a pretty smart idea for Eric Voorhees, who's a Free State Project participant and also was a co-founder at BitInstant, to leave the country. He's now living in Panama. So let's go to the phones here. We've got Temper on the line in Legal Land. Temper, you're on Skype. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Legal Land's my favorite place to be.
I don't believe that.
I know. It was facetious. I wanted to point out that part of becoming a financial services business is you have to put together a plan to basically you put together a plan.
Hello?
I guess I'm getting a call. This is
okay,
really
so you don't have time to take the call. You're on the radio.
We want your attention, Temper.
I'm just trying to shut it up.
Well, we can't hear it. Go ahead.
When when you go through this process of basically declaring yourself as a money services business, and you have to put together a plan, which is basically you outline your procedures to detect what they call suspicious activity. And then it's a book. It's a plan, like a business plan. You put it together and you submit it to the money services business or the FinCEN, and then they approve it. So in order to prove that this guy didn't willfully didn't file a report, they have to show that they approved this plan and then he didn't follow the plan. Like, I doubt there's anything in the plan that says, you know, report any activity involving Silk Road. I mean,
Well, I think that they're going to say that he just didn't file based on the transaction amounts, because a lot of times suspicious activity reports have to do with amounts and coming from one address, etc. So if you go into the bank and you file and you deposit, let's say, $3,000 over a period of days, every single day you're depositing $3,000, that should, if you're doing it with the same teller, that teller should file a suspicious activity report on you, because the average person doesn't do that. It could show that you're structuring your deposits, and so therefore they would have to file that. And that wouldn't mean that they thought that you were a drug dealer necessarily, but that simply that the numbers looked strange, that they were unusual. So, and you may be right, Temper. They may end up deciding to drop this charge. It may just be one of those charges that they kind of hit somebody with to scare them into taking a plea deal for the other charges.
Well, you know, the government never does that. I mean, that's unheard of. But the other part is, I've been reading a lot of, like, what FinCEN publishes on their website. And I can't remember exactly what they call them, but they're almost like press releases where they kind of explain their position. And the way that I'm reading in between the lines of what they're saying is, if you're just a business and you accept Bitcoin, they're really seeing that as a money transmission business, because for purposes of your accounting, you have to equate that to dollar amounts. So,
wait, you're saying FinCEN, the federal government, is saying that any business that accepts Bitcoin is a money transmitter?
They're not flat out saying it like that, but I believe that they're leaving it purposely vague so that they can have that claim later. Like, they're not excluding it, but they're not really including it either. They're purposely making it really gray and kind of hinting that that could be money transmission, but they're not quite sure.
Temper, thanks for your analysis. Appreciate it, because I know poring over FinCEN regulations and press releases can't be the most interesting thing to read. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
Interesting hobby.
You know, somebody's got to do it. I guess then there are people that do really dig reading legalese. I had a friend here in New Hampshire who was really into that. And I'm grateful for those people, because it's hard for me to get through two sentences worth of legalese, because I know that every other word you've got to go and look up, because
right. It
doesn't mean what you necessarily think that it means. It's a crazy, crazy legal end. We'll come back with more, because there's a little bit more about this case. I explained to you that Charlie Shrem was busted because he didn't encrypt his communications with the guy from the Silk Road. But how did they bust the guy from the Silk Road? Because up until this point, he's been using an anonymous email address through an anonymized service, Tor. So far, there's no way for them to know who this guy is. We'll tell you how he got caught coming up in hour two.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy? Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.